Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Allah Rahman Rahim. So now we will start to have the Arabic class, and inshallah I will revise with you about the last six letters, which we have it over last week, which is the Sin, Sheen, Saad, Dad, Tah, and Zah. So now we have last week six letters, okay? And let us now revise these six letters. First, we revise about the Sin and the Sheen, okay? And sisters, we agreed that Sin and Sheen are one family, okay? Because they are written in the same way, okay? Two small half circles or two small curved plates, okay, two small and then one big. This is the Sin. The Sheen is the same, two small half circles, okay, and then a big one, and Sheen has three dots. So they are similar in the way of writing, but the Sheen is having three dots. When we want to have the symbol of the letter Sin in English, it is the letter S, okay, like the word said. So Sin is equal to Sa, okay? Sa. I want you to repeat after me. Sa.
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 Regarding the Sheen, it is like the Sha.
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 For example, when we say sun shine, as I told you, we can remember Sin and Sheen with the word sun shine. Okay, all of us together, sunshine.
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 This is the S, is the Sin, and this is the Shine, is the Sheen. So when I tell you how to pronounce the Sheen, you tell me shine. All of us together, shine.
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 Shine. Okay, alhamdulillah. Let us now have revised together page number 19 from the new book, page number 19, okay? So I will read and you read after me. Sa.
Sa.
Sa. Short vowel, then long vowel. Su.
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 Si.
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 Sa.
Sa.
Sha.
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 Shu.
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 She.
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 She. She.
Okay, let us now revise the vocabulary related to Sin and Sheen in page number 24. Now we will revise again the vocabulary related to words Sin and Sheen in page number 24. Now, what is the first word? Okay. We then I want you to say it to me, okay? Sa, okay? Ja, da. Sa, ja, da. Sa, ja, da. How you if you will read it alone without me, when you see this word, the sa, ja, da, you divide it into the letter Sin with the fatha, plus the letter Jim with the fatha, ja, plus the letter da with the fatha. So it will be sa, this is S plus A, sa, ja, da. Okay, sa, ja, da. Five times.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada. Sajada. Sajada.
Very good. Next word, second word in page number 24 is Sa. which is seen sa with a fatha, then ha with a fatha, and a and ba. Okay, so I have four letters. I have sa, ha, a, ba. Again, sa, ha, ba. Again, sa, ha, ba. Okay. Now, in relation to ha, we always, when we see the long vowels, the letters which are the alif or the waw or the ya, whenever I see any of these letters, I try to check the letter before it. If I find fatha before the alif, this means that the alif here is a long vowel. Why the alif is a long vowel? Because the alif is preceded by a fatha. Okay, so now I have sa, seen with sa, I have ha, then I have the alif as a long vowel, okay, which will be equal to 2a, then I have the ba with a sukun, which is ba. So now I want to read this word, it will be sa, all of us together,
sa,
hab. The alif is not separated, the alif is the long vowel related to the jim. So how I will read, I as if it is sa hab. Okay? Sa hab. Leave the cell phone now, okay? Forget about the cell phone. Okay? I put that out. Yes, I put that. Okay, so again sister, sa hab.
Hab.
Sa hab. Hab.
Sa.
Hab. Keep on.
Sa. Hab. Sa. Hab.
These are the words of the Quran, inshallah. When we read the Quran, it will be easy for you, inshallah. The third word, whenever I start to look, okay, I start number one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number one, I have to know what letters I have in the word. This word is having three letters. What are these three letters? This is Kha plus C plus Ra. Okay, so it will be Kha C Ra. Khasira. Okay? Khasira. Again, khasira. 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 Again,
khasira.
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 To lose. Okay? It means to lose. Okay, I want you to repeat after me because for 2 weeks you didn't pronounce Arabic, so your tongue is not yet moving Arabic in the correct way. Correct? Okay. Let us now move to the next word, which is very similar to the previous one. Okay? Again, whenever you look to any Arabic word, okay, and you see any of the long vowels, this is from the beginning. I see one of the long vowels, I try to evaluate the letter before it. If it has a fatha, I have to tell to myself this alif is a long vowel. Okay, this word number 4, okay, in page number 24. So now I have the, how many letters I have? I have kha with the fatha. Then I have the long vowel, okay, this is the long vowel, then I have the C, sa, and ra. Okay, this is the letter.
This is someone else. Another alif,
like,
and then it's not
hard. Now I want you to look to the word, okay, the word number 4 in page number 24. I have the letter kha, okay, how to pronounce it, this is the kha. Okay, because it is kha with the fatha kha. Then I have a, the alif as a long vowel, so it is kha. Then I have the letter s, seen, okay, with a kasra, c. Okay, then I have the ra with a skun, ra. So it will be khasir. خاسر. اوكي اجين خاسر خاسر خاسر. اوكي خاسر is related to the previous word which is خاسرة. اوكي we have the third word is خاسرة. Okay, when I come here and put the alif here, it will be khasir. Okay, so now I have khasira and khasir. Okay, what is the next word? I want one of you to read for me the next word. Now I will make with you the revision. Now it is your turn to read. If you know, please raise your hand so that you know we can know what you know and what you are still not clear for you. Okay. Okay, Sister Muhiba. Yes.
Sajar. Sajar.
Very good. Shajar. Excellent. Shajar. Again, all of us, sister. Shajar. Shajar. It is not an easy word because the sheen and the jim are close together when you pronounce them. But it means the trees and it is all within the Quran. Okay, so it is shajar. Shajar. How to know that it is shajar? I will see. I will number one. I have the letter sheen. Okay, with a fatah. So it is sha. Then I have the letter jim. Okay, shaja. Okay, with a fatah. So shaja. Then I have the ra. Okay, with a sukun. Just so shajar. Sha-ja-r. Five times.
Sha-ja-r.
Again.
Sha-ja-r.
Again.
Sha-ja-r.
Again.
Sha-ja-r.
Very good. The next word is very close to the previous one. Okay, who will read it? Who will read the next word? Okay, Sister Maria.
Il-ba.
Excellent.
Sha.
Very good.
Ra.
Excellent.
So ba fatha,
ba fatha,
sha fatha,
sha fatha,
and rosuku.
Excellent. Bashar.
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 All of us again, sisters. I want you to pronounce the Arabic. Bashar.
Bashar.
Again.
Bashar. Bashar. Bashar.
Last word is a word which is the cause of all the troubles. Shar. Shar. Shar is evil. Okay? Shar. Shar. Shar.
Shar.
Shar. Again. Shar. Again.
Shar.
Again.
Shar.
Again.
Shar.
Alhamdulillah. Now let us, I will read from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I will read from 1 to 7. You read after me again. Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
Sahab.
Khasira.
Khasira.
Khasir.
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 Shajar.
Shajar.
Bashar.
Bashar.
Shar.
Shar.
Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
سحابة
خاسرة
خاسرة
خاسر
خاسر
شجر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شر
شر
سجدة
سجدة
سحابة
سحابة
خاسرة
خاسرة
خاسر
خاسر
شجر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شر
شر
الحمد لله. Now we finish with the letter sin and sheen. We will revise now sad and dot. Okay, this was supposed to be your homework, but no problem, we are reviving. I don't know, we revise until the day of judgment. Okay, this is the Saad, and this is the Daad. Still, Saad and Daad are one family because we write them in the same way, but Daad has a dot. Okay, now regarding the Saad and Daad, how to pronounce the Saad and how to pronounce the Daad, in order to know about this, we will get page number, letter number 7, page number 20. Okay, Saad, yes. Saad is the same letter S like seen, but it is with a dot. What is the meaning with a dot? It means that you pronounce it, okay, in a tough way or in a heavy. Okay, please close the door. Please close the door because I am recording. And please tell the students to be away, yes. Okay? So now we agreed that the letter S is S, okay, light. Okay, but the letter Sad is S, okay, heavy. What is the difference? When you tell me what is the difference, how I can pronounce them. The letter, for example, we say sun. Okay, this is the sun. Okay, but the other one is boss, like boss. If I want to know how to compare the sin and the thought regarding to the English, okay, how to pronounce, when you say sun, sun. You see my mouth is in a transverse shape, sun,
sun,
sun.
Sun.
You pronounce the sin very light, sun,
sun,
sun.
Sun.
But when I pronounce the thought, I say boss. Your mouth will be in a circle way. The other one, the light letter, when you pronounce the light letter, your mouth is transverse. When you pronounce the heavy letter, your mouth is in a form of a circle and you press with your tongue. Okay? So you say boss.
Boss.
Boss. This is regarding the English, but now we will learn how to, you know, to pronounce the thought in the Arabic words very soon. But the thought is equal to the letter S, okay, but the heavy S, okay? So when I ask you, sister, do you think there is a relation between the letter C, sa, and the letter sa? Okay, look to my mouth, the letter sa and the letter sa. You tell me yes. Both of them are equal to the letter S in English when we pronounce. But one of them is light S and the other one is the heavy S, and because of that we put a dot below it. Okay? So seen and thought, which is sah and the sah, both of them are equal to the letter S in English. Okay? But one of them is light S, like the word sun, and the other one is the heavy S, like the word boss. Okay? This is, you know what, you have to learn academically, but I will clarify to you practically very soon. Okay? So this is the letter sa and so. Okay? Let us now move to page number 21. Okay, in page number 21 we will read the letter sa with the vowels. Okay, so it will be sa. Sorry, sa.
Sa.
Look to my mouth, sister. Sa.
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 So.
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 Si.
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 Sa.
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 Sa. Su.
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 Si.
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 Sa.
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 Su.
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 Si.
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 Sa.
Sa.
Alhamdulillah. Now let us move to page, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 24 again. Because I want to give you two Arabic words which are having the letter sa, so that you evaluate, you can read it or not. Okay, in page number 24, okay, the last two words in the page number 24 are the two words which are having the letter sa at the beginning. Let us try to read them. This is the first one, okay, which is fa, okay, sa, fatha, okay, ba, fatha, followed by an alif and ha, okay. Now I want to read this word. Rule number one, whenever I see any of the letters of the long vowels, I have to evaluate if it has a fatha. What is the short vowel before it? I have the letter alif preceded by a fatha. This means that this is a long vowel. So now I have a long vowel in this word. Before I start, okay, number one, I have to evaluate the long vowels. Okay, number two, I will start to analyze the letters of the word. I have the letter sa with a fatha. Then I have the letter ba, okay, with a fatha followed by the long vowel, so it will be 2a. Okay, then I have the letter ha, okay, with a fatha. So how I will read this word? It will be sa ba ha. Sabaha. Sorry, it had a fatha. Sabaha. Now, again, sisters, let us concentrate on the letter sad. How to pronounce the letter sad? Make your mouth a circle, number one. Not open, close. Sa. Circle extended to the front. Sa. Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Keep on.
Sa.
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 Strong.
So.
Nigerian thought. not English thought, Nigerian.
So.
Nigerian
so.
Women.
So.
Nigerian women thought. So.
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 So. So. So. So.
So.
So. So. So.
So.
So. For me, the last word in page number 24, which is related to the letter salt. Again, I will tell to myself, rule number one is to know about the long vowels in the word. Yes, I have one long vowel because I have the alif preceded by a fatha. So this is a long vowel. Okay, number two, rule number two, I want to analyze the letter. I have the fa with a fatha. Okay, then I have the long vowel. Then I have the letter ba with a kasra. Okay, then I have the ra with sukun. Okay, I am analyzing it to you in English. You are supposed not to make it in English, to make it in Arabic. But just because, you know, I want to make this revision quickly. Okay, can you read it, please? Okay, again, I want to listen to your sa.
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 Very good. Okay, ha. Then, no, sa, then you have 2a. Sa.
Sa.
Bell.
Bell.
Okay, so you see, I want you always to feel that the long vowel is related to the previous letter, okay? As if they are one letter. It is sa. Bell. Bell. Okay, all of us together?
Sa-bel.
Excellent. Sa bel. Again?
Sa bel.
Again?
Sa bel.
Again?
Sa
bel. In order to make, you know, reading of the Quran easy for you, whenever you have long vowel, make the long vowel related to the previous letter. Not as if it is a different letter, this is one letter. It will be sa bel. So you see, this is the sa, and this is the long vowel. Okay? Always try to have the long vowel connected to the previous letter. So it is sa ber. Sa ber. Not to read the sa, then the a, then the ba. This is wrong. The a is related to the sa because it is the long vowel of the sa. So it will be sa ber. Yalla, five times.
Sa-bir.
Keep on.
Sa-bir.
Sa-bir. I want to hear the sa more strong.
Sa.
Sa. So you see my mouth again. Sa-bir. Not. Don't open your mouth. Close it and stretch. So. 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 Look. Keep on.
So. So.
Very good.
So.
Very good. Saber.
Saber.
Alhamdulillah. Now we know the letter sa. Now we will move to the other sister of the letter sa, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the letter da. Sa and da. We agreed that sa, da are one family. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Sa and this is the Da. When we write it in the beginning, it will be this is the Sa and this is the Da. Okay? Clear for you how to write it or not? Let me keep writing at the end. Let us know how to pronounce. So this is the Sa and we agreed that it is the heavy S. Okay? What about the Da? We agreed that the Da is heavy D. Okay? Heavy D. So the question is, what is the light D? We learn one Arabic letter which is equal to a light D in English. What is this letter? Da. Da. Da.
Da.
So again, whenever you have a heavy letter, I want you always to compare it with the light letters. So that pronunciation will be easy for you. Okay? Now we agreed that letter da with its dot is equal to D with a dot. Okay? So that you have it clear in your mind. Da with a dot equal to D with a dot. I want you to repeat this sentence 3 times so that it will make it easy for you. Da with a dot.
Da
equal to D with a dot.
Equal to D with a dot.
Da with a dot.
Da with a dot.
Equal to D with a dot.
Equal to D with a dot.
Da with a dot.
Da with a dot.
Is equal to D with a dot.
Is equal to D with a dot.
Very good. So now, how I pronounce the light D, which is letter da? Look to my mouth again, sisters. Whenever you will pronounce a light letter, your mouth will be transverse. Da.
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 This is the letter del. Da. Now I want to pronounce the letter da. Again, I will make my mouth a circle. I will extend my mouth. Then I will press da.
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 5 times.
Da.
Again.
Da.
Again.
Da.
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 Da. Press your tongue down. Da.
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 Okay. Alhamdulillah. So now we learn that the letter, this da, you know, is D, a heavy one. Okay, now let us know how to read it with the vowel. Okay, we will read it now from page number 21. Now, page number 21, we will read the letters, okay, with the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the vowels. Okay, so I will say, da,
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 do,
do,
di,
di,
da. Short vowel and long vowel. Da.
Da.
Quickly. Da.
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 Do.
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 Di.
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 Da.
Da.
Again. Da.
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 Do.
Do.
Di.
Di. Da. Okay. Let us now get page number. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 25. Okay, and in page number 25, now we will read the first two letter words which are having the letter da. Okay, and again, sisters, these are words from the Quran. Whatever you are reading now, you as if you are reading the words of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. So when we read, inshallah, it will be easy for you. Now we will read the first letter, the first word in page number 25. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the word. This is the letter A, Ra, Da. So number one, I have to read the letters. Okay? Then I have to put the vowels. Okay? This is A, Ra, Da. Okay, now I want to read this word. First I will look. Rule number one. Do I have any long vowels? No. No long vowels. Alhamdulillah. Number two, let me analyze the letters of the word. Now I have the letter A with a fatah. Okay, then I have the letter Ra with a kasr. Then I have the letter Da. Okay, this is the Da with the sukun. So so how I will read it, it will be A-R-D. A-R-D. Again.
A-R-D.
I want you to clarify the da, the da. A-R-D.
A-R-D.
Ard.
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 Five times, sister.
Ard. 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 Ard.
Very good. Next word is, this is the da. And then the da. You see what you have in this word? You have the heavy D and you have the light D. This is the light one. Okay, how I pronounce it? This is now the problem of how to pronounce. Because I have the heavy D and the light D. So, first I have to remember, if I want to pronounce any heavy letter, I must make my mouth in a circle and I will extend it, I extend my mouth, then I will press with my tongue. Da, de, da, de, yalla, keep on, da, de, da, de, da, 10 times, sister, keep on. This is the only way you will be able to read the Quran. Repetition. Keep on. Okay. Okay, so now let us have page 24 and 25. Again, we will read page 24 and 25 again. Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
Sahab.
خاسرة
خاسرة
خاسر
خاسر
شجر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شر
شر
صباح
صباح
صابر
صابر
I want to see your
صابر
صابر again
صابر
أرض
صابر.
Next page أرض
أرض
Ard,
Ard,
Dud,
Dud,
Ard,
Ard,
Dud,
Ard,
Ard,
Dud,
Alhamdulillah. Now let us move to the letter the Thad, Dah and the Dah. So that Alhamdulillah, now you have the full revision of the three classes because we will have other 5 letters today. Because inshallah, I want you before the month of Ramadan, by the beginning, inshallah, within 1 week, inshallah, we'll start to read from the Quran. Okay. So let us revise lesson number 8 with Tah and Za. So now, number one, you must know that these two letters, okay, are lesson number 8, okay, Tah and Za. Lesson number 8, this is the new book, Tah and Za. Okay, I want to give you a rule which will make it easy for you. Okay, whenever you see this circle, this in Arabic, any Arabic letter, it is a heavy letter. Why? Because this is sa, and this is da, and this is ta, and this is za. So whenever I see this, you know, shape, which is the first half of the letter sa, or the letter da, or the letter ta, or the letter za, these four are heavy letters. So whenever I see this circle, half a circle, okay, elongated half a circle, which is part of the letter sa, da, ta, za, I have to tell myself I will be very heavy. Whenever you see this one, equal to heavy. Because this one can be sa, can be da, can be ta, can be za. All of them are heavy letters. Okay? So keep this in mind. So whenever you see this word, for example, I want you to read for me this word now. Okay? Because this is a very important word. Bismillah. All of us together. Ba-ra. Very good. Now we are moving to ta and za. I'm clarifying to you that ta and za. Let us now, sisters, have lesson 8, page number 22. Ta is ta
heavy T. Okay, this is the letter te. This is the te, but heavy. When I pronounce te heavy, I must tell to myself, what is the light te? What is the Arabic letter which is equal to light T, letter T in English? Okay, what? Yes, two. Very good, you see? It is two dots, but what, how you pronounce the letter? Okay, now this is, let me write, this is the ta, and this is the ta. Okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To be sure I'm... Okay, so now I have the ta. I said that the letter ta is equal to heavy T. Okay, this means that the letter T in English, but in a heavy way. What is the light T? The light T, letter T in English. To pronounce it light, is equal to the Arabic letter ta. 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 And you remember when we say ta from the word two. Okay, because this is two dots. You remember when we say two dots? Whenever I see two dots, I say this is two, so this is the letter ta. So now, the letter ta is equal to the heavy letter T. So how I pronounce it? I say ta. All of us together, ta. Again, the same way. You make your mouth a circle, you extend it to the front, you press with your tongue. Ta. 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 I want you to read for me this word now.
Ta.
Excellent. Ta. Let us put sukun here. Tar. Tar. Ta. So try to pronounce the ta. Tar. 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 Suppose now I put it for, I put the letter ta instead of the ta, and I ask you to pronounce it. It will be ta. Look to my mouth. Te, transverse. Whenever you pronounce a light letter, you make your mouth transverse. Te, and you pronounce it from the tip of your lips. Te, te. But when I want to pronounce the heavy T, which is the letter ta, I will say ta, ta, five times. Again.
Ta.
Very good. Let us have the page number 23. Okay, in page number 23 we will have the letter ta. Short vowel, long vowel. Ta.
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 Tu.
I want to see your mouth. Tu.
Tu.
Ti.
Ti.
Ta.
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 Tu.
Tu.
Ti.
Ti.
Ta.
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 Tu.
Tu.
Ti.
Ti.
Ta. Alhamdulillah. Now let us have the words which is related to the letter ta. It is the only word. I want you to get page number 25. Page number 25. And I want you to read for me what is the first word in the word in page number 25?
Ard.
Excellent. Ard. First one?
Ard.
Again. Ard. Again.
Ard.
Again.
Ard.
Second one?
Dud.
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 Dud. Sister, repeat it.
Dud.
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 Dud. What is the third one?
Tar.
Excellent. Tar. You see? Tar. All of you together five times?
Tar.
Again?
Tar.
Again?
Tar.
Again?
Tar.
Again?
Tar.
I want you sisters to look to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What is the seven word in the page number 25? Again? You see? You see, you pronounce it again wrong. You see? Later, no, not sabar. Sabara. Five times. Again.
Sabara.
Keep on. What is the next? The next.
Saber.
You see, I want you to say saber. Again.
Saber.
Again.
Saber.
You are not pronouncing. Saber.
Saber.
Saber. Again.
Saber.
Again.
Saber.
Again.
Saber.
Who will read the last word in page 25?
Ha.
All of us together. Ha-to. Again. Ha-to. Ha-to.
Ha-to.
Hot. Then you make it together. Hot. Look to me, sisters. In Arabic, the most easy way to read Arabic is to pronounce each letter as if it is separate. Hot.
Ha-t.
Because ha is not a heavy one. So my mouth will be transferred. So it will be ha. Ha-t. Ha-t.
Ha-t.
Ha-t.
Ha-t.
Ha-t.
Ha-t.
Ha-t. Then when we say it together, it will be hot. Hot.
Hot.
Hot. Repeat.
Hot.
Hot.
Excellent. I want you now to read for me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Word number 5 in page number 25. Raise your hand. Raise your hand and pronounce every letter. Who will read your hand? Okay. You, so long as you didn't raise your hand, so you will be the one to read it. Okay. I want you now to analyze it for me. What is this letter?
Ha.
Ha. Very good.
Ta.
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 Keep on.
Ta.
Keep on.
Ha.
Again.
Ha.
Ta.
Wa.
Okay, so it will be?
Ha.
Excellent. Khatar.
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 Khatar. Five times.
Khatar.
Khatar. Look to me again. Khatar. Khatar. Try to feel that you pronounce every letter. You didn't eat one letter. You didn't lose one letter. It is khatar. Khatar. Repeat five times, sister. I want your mouth to be khatar. Khatar.
Khatar.
Keep on, please.
Khatar. Khatar.
Khatar.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Who will be able to read for me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Word number 6 in page number 25 and raise your hands. You pronounce it?
Ka-ye-ta.
Excellent.
Ka-ye-ta.
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 Hayata.
Excellent. Now it will be height. 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 Height.
Height.
Height.
Height.
So alhamdulillah, now you will be able to read all the words of the page number 25 without my help. Alhamdulillah. Now we will read it again. Ard.
Ard.
Dad.
Tar.
Escape number 4. Khatar.
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 Number 5. Khatar.
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 Khayat. Khayat.
Khayat.
Sabara.
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 Sabir.
Sabir.
Khat. Again, these are from the very difficult Arabic words to pronounce. Okay, alhamdulillah, you are pronouncing it in a good way again. Let me finish with you the only word which is missing, which is related to the letter Za. Okay, let me get the letter Za. Let us have the page 22. Okay, in the page 22 we will have, we alhamdulillah know about the letter Ta, which is heavy T. Okay, now we will learn about the letter Za, which is equal to TH, heavy. Okay? What was the TH light letter? The. Okay? Or, okay, either it was the sah from three. You remember when we have three? And we say three because of three dots and TH. Okay? Sah. Okay, now I will have the za. Okay? This is the za. The za is TH but heavy one. The same. Rounded mouth extended to the front with pressure. Za. Za. Za.
Za.
Za.
Za.
Five times.
Za.
Za.
Za. Za.
Okay, let us get page number 23. Page number 23. Za.
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 Zu.
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 Zi.
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 Za. Again, we will repeat it together. Short vowel, long vowel. Za. So you will say za. Za.
Za.
Za.
Za.
Zu.
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 Zi.
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 Za.
Now we will move to page number 25. We have only one word which is related to the letter za, which is 1, 2, 3, 4. Word number 4 is the only word which we have it in our vocabulary list number 2, which is in page number 25, which is related to the letter za. Okay, how you will pronounce it. Okay, this word consists of two letters. Ha and the za.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now I will tell to my test. Ha and this is the za. Okay? When I see this ha, I say to myself this is a light letter. So my mouth will be transparent. Yes. So it will be ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Then I will immediately pronounce a heavy letter. Za. Five times. Excellent. Now let us read the vocabulary words again in page number 24 and in page number 25. Because when you will read the vocabulary words, as if now we are reading from the Quran, inshallah, these are the words of the Quran, page number 24, first vocabulary list, sajada. Quickly, sister, move with me and try to pick up. Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
سحاب
خاسيرة
خاسيرة
خاسر
خاسر
شجر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شر
شر صا. Look to my mouth again. Now we will start the heavy letter. صباح
صباح
again. صباح
صباح
صابر
صابر
أرض
أرض.
This vocabulary number 2. أرض
أرض.
ضد
ضد.
طار
طار.
حظ
حظ
again. حظ
حظ
again. حظ
حظ.
خطر خطر
خطر
خطر
خطر.
ح خ sorry خ Pages. Page number 24, page number 25. I will read it again for you. Okay, because we are about to finish the Arabic alphabet. If you are not, five times.
24 and 25.
Yes, 24 and 25. You write it, you pronounce it five times. So that when inshallah we will come inshallah next week, I will ask one by one to start reading for me. Now I will read it for the third time. I want you to read with me. Okay, so that you feel. If you have any problem to pronounce any word, tell me from now. I will be very upset if next week you will not be able to read it. Okay, sajada,
sajada,
sahab,
sahab,
khasira,
khasira,
khasir,
khasir,
shajar,
shajar,
bashar,
bashar,
shar,
shar,
sabah,
sabah,
sabir,
sabir,
ard,
ard,
dad,
dad,
tar,
tar,
haz. Again, has,
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 khatar,
khatar,
khatar, khayt, khayt, sabera,
sabera,
sabir,
sabir,
khat,
khat.
Alhamdulillah. This is excellent that you finished these six difficult Arabic letters. Okay, these are from the very difficult Arabic letters. Now we will move today. I will give you today Ayn and Ghin. Only two letters, so that you, it will not be so heavy for you. Ayn mainly is always used in the Arabic words. Okay, the letter Ayn. Okay, Ghin is not always used, but Ayn is always used in the Arabic letters, Arabic words. So now we will learn Ayn and Ghin today, inshallah. And we will learn also the vocabulary of Ayn and Ghin, which is page number 29. So also you have to write page number 29 five times. Page number 29 five times. Okay, yalla. Let us learn now in page number 26 about the letter Ayn. Okay, what is the problem for the letter Ayn? The problem for the letter Ayn that it doesn't have an equal in English. There is no Ayn, there is Ayn. Okay, but A, this A, like you know, like when you say, for example, Ali.
Ali.
A. So I want you to say A. Not A.
Ah.
Not A.
Ah.
Not A. I want you to say A.
I.
No, I want to listen from one by one. Because actually with the reverse sister, I will write it for you. Okay, with the reverse sister, the most difficult to pronounce is the letter A. Subhanallah. Ayn, yes. MashaAllah. You know the Ayn.
Very good.
Okay, this is the letter Ayn, this is the letter Ghin. Okay, this is one family which we will learn today. Okay, they are one family, actually it is a half curve. Okay, then, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sister, in order to know how to write the letter Ayn and Ghin first, you know how you write the letter 2 in English?
Yes.
Okay, do you have this curve? Okay, it is directed to the left side. Okay, if you direct it to the right side, okay, this is half curve and this is the big one, this is the letter I. Okay, so the letter Ayn in writing is related to the number 2 in English. Okay, as if I make the curve of the number 2 to the left, I will make it to the right and then I will make a bigger curve. Okay, this is the Ayn and this is also the Ghin. This is how to write them. Now the most important for you is how to pronounce. Okay, for the letter Ayn, actually the letter Ayn, okay, it is in English, you know, it is difficult to have a letter which is equal to it. It is written in most of the Arabic books that letter N, it can be like the letter A or E or U. Forget about this. This is when you read the word, you know how to pronounce it. Now I want you to say A.
A.
No, I want to listen one by one. A.
A.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
I.
No.
You are the
no, it is a.
A.
Not a.
A.
A. Very good.
A.
I.
I. Hi.
I. Not a.
I. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
I. Okay. This is the beginning. No problem. This is the beginning. Okay. So now this is the I. What about the G? Okay. When you have some. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gargling sound. Okay, this is the gha. So gha is the gargling sound. This is easy one. Gha. 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 Alhamdulillah. So now we have a family. Consists of two letters. One of them is the letter A. The other one is the letter gha. Okay? And we know how to write them. Now I want you to get page number. All of this you will feel it when you start to write, to read from the Quran. Now let us get page number 27. In page number 27, I will read and you read after me. Short vowel, long vowel. A. A. A.
A.
I want to feel the A. A.
A.
A. From, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
From the truth.
A. A. Again, I. You see how I pronounce it, sister? Ra. 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 Ri.
Ri.
Ra.
Ra.
Ra. I am repeating the letter Ra.
Ra.
Ru.
Ru.
Ri.
Ri.
Ra. Okay, let us now have page number 28. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sisters, now Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will give you. Yes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala award you for every minute and for every trial to pronounce the Arabic letters so long as you are learning the Quran for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah will give you a lot of help when we will start to read. Let us now make the dua, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Ameen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Ameen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor,
Ameen.
From a change in your protection,
Ameen.
From your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, we will continue to learn about Surah Al-Kahf.